Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Simulan natin sa iyo, Sheila. Isa kang nurse. Thank you for the service, unang-una.
Yeah.
Oo, at hindi lang ikaw ang nurse, kundi pati ang iyong asawa. Can you please tell us how long have you been working as a nurse, ikaw at syempre ang iyong lovely husband?
So both of us, we've been working since 2003, which is about since we came to Australia, which is about 17 years now.
17 years,
So
ito ba ay simula pa sa Philippines or when you just moved here, dun ka naging nurse?
No, just here. Just here. We've been a nurse in the Philippines too for about 2 years.
Mm-mm.
Both of us.
And I assume wala pa noon, hindi pa pinapanganak si Matthew?
Wala pa. Mag-boyfriend pa lang. Magka-klase kasi kami sa university back home.
Mm-mm. Dahil itong kinakaharap natin na pandemic, bago natin pag-usapan ang music ni Matthew, syempre, kakamustahin ka namin. How are you nitong pandemic? Alam ko medyo busy kayo dahil aside from your usual career as a nurse, medyo ginagawang complicated or more complex ang sitwasyon, ano?
Yeah. We've been fine. I've been really blessed na my area is not too bad in terms of COVID. So it's more of my husband because he works in intensive care. So they've got COVID patients there. And that was quite scary for us. I was okay. We're more scared of us bringing COVID to the kids because I have three children. We have three kids. And both of us work in the hospital. So we had so much precautions, basically. We exercise a lot of prevention measures.
And I assume meron kayong, as your preventions, nagkaroon ba ng kailangan mahiwalay kayo from the children dahil pareho kayong nagtatrabaho as nurse?
So basically, hindi kami natutulog na magkasama sa separate yung room kasi he's more with the COVID, so I'm more of hindi masyado. Wala naman ako sa COVID na patient. So siya itong naka-separate and then no hugging. So when he comes home, he's more extra cautious with the kids and then he eats. So he doesn't he's got social distance from us more.
At alam ko
kids, yeah, at the time.
Nung simula, marami tayong na-interview ng mga nurses at syempre kung ano yung reaksyon ng mga ibang tao in terms of sa pag-iingat, ano. At one thing na naaalala ko when I spoke to one Filipino nurse then, ay usually bago pumasok ng bahay, meron na silang, ano bang tawag doon, yung sanitizing. Tapos they usually remove all clothes. Ganun din ba ang ginagawa ninyo as nurses?
Yes, so even before that, nung wala pa yung COVID, but it's more tough for this one. So pag nag-change na actually siya, maliligo na sa ospital, and then mag-shower na siya doon, may dala na siyang damit, ilalagay na niya sa plastic yung uniform niya, and then lalabhan dito sa labas. Nag-order kami ng, bumili pa kami ng portable washing machine sa labas, outdoor, para hindi talaga makapasok yung ano, and then separate yung uniform tsaka just everything that we brought from hospital stays outside. Yun.
So it's definitely a big change for you at lalo na sa mga bata, ano?
Nakita nila kasi yung effect kasi nasa home lang sila nung naka-lockdown tayo. They have to stay at home, so they saw like every day what we're doing, and then yeah.
Mm-mm. Dumating ba sa point na kailangan hindi umuwi si daddy sa bahay?
Hindi naman, kasi wala naman siyang uuwi. Tsaka niya, meron namang nag-aano na we have to stay together. Like yung sila, yung nurses na they look after like say the COVID. And then there are people na already giving spaces for them doon, pero ayaw naman niya. Gusto naman niya umuwi.
Oo, iba pa rin kasi talaga pagkasama mo yung pamilya mo, ano?
Pero naka-separate, basta nakikita niya yung mga bata. Basta naka-separate lang siya na kwarto, tapos kakain siya na lang. Tapos yung ganun, tapos kami iba din naman, tapos no hugging, no kissing, ano, yung ganun.
Ang awitin ni Matthew or Matthew's song is called Superheroes in Disguise. So, bigyan mo muna kami, Sheila, ng background about Matthew's singing. So, when did he start singing?
Okay. So, Matthew, really, when I realized that he loved singing, nung when he started talking, yung wala pa yung noise mga ganon, I knew that he's into music kasi pag I relieve him sa ano ng TV and then doon na lang siya sa spot na yun if there's music playing sa TV, isang hindi na siya gagalaw doon. And then I know the first song that he sang was it's not a nursery rhyme actually yung kay ano it was Justin Bieber and then he was into Bruno Mars nung ano marunong na siya mag ano, hindi pa yung words but natatawa na lang kami kasi alam niya yung kanta
dahil napapakinggan niya.
Napapakinggan kasi kami naman, we are into music. We're average into music, hindi magandang boses pero mahilig lang makinig.
Oo.
Sa kanta. Tapos medyo nagpi-play ako ng konting guitar and daddy as well.
Oo. Now can we please speak to Matthew?
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, hello Matthew. How are you?
I'm good.
So, how have you been during this pandemic? I know you've been inspired by what your parents are doing and how are they working at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually really hard because of like all the procedures we have to do during lockdown and quarantine and like comparing it to what we do every day before this all happened.
Yeah, and I assume that the lockdown was quite harder for your family because both of your parents are nurses.
Yeah, it's very hard for them because they have to go in and out of the house to do their jobs as nurses while we stay home, trying to stay isolated from others.
Yeah. So your mom has initially told us about how you started with your singing, even before words, you've already know how to sing. So how did you get into singing, really? Did you take any music or voice lessons?
Oh, yeah, I do. I take one voice, Tina Bangle.
Yeah, she's with Miss Tina, yeah.
Teacher and she helps me. And we, like, during the quarantine, we did like Zoom meetings with each other just to stay safe.
Okay, so how old are you when you started singing with one voice?
I was about 4 or 5 years, 5 years old, yeah, five or six years old when I started.
Yeah, so it's about, now you're singing for the past 5-6 years now?
Yeah.
And sikat ka na, you know what the word sikat is? You're famous now. You're quite famous now. I saw you on TV actually, and you were invited to do your song "Superheroes in Disguise."
Yes, Pop.
Can you tell us about this? How were you inspired? This is your own song, isn't it?
Yes, Pop. Yeah.
Can you tell us about this? Like, how did you get the inspiration? Why did you think that this is the song that I'm gonna write at this time?
Well, because there's so much nurses like sacrificing what they do, and like my parents are one of those people, and I just, in my eyes, I just see that they do a lot for us, and they try to do the best they can to save lives, just like any other like superhero story.
Yeah, so Superheroes in Disguise is talking about the frontliners as the superheroes, isn't it?
Uh-oh, yeah.
Yeah, So, before the Superheroes in Disguise, have you been writing any song before?
No, I would try to, but then I would give up so easily because I never knew how to until my singing teacher was able to teach me how to make a song.
Yeah.
Which was this year.
Yeah. So how long did you make this, or how many weeks or months did you work on the lyrics of the song?
It took like the last weeks of school, like maybe 2 to 3 of the last weeks of school until like 2 weeks into the new term of school. So about
June, July?
2 to 5 weeks. Yeah, like, yeah, that was much.
The first quarter of the year.
Yeah, that was March to April. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And
March to April.
Yeah. And Sheila, it was featured in the Western Sydney Health Facebook page, isn't it?
Yes. So what happened was I actually asked my boss if I can have annual leave or a day off one time because Matthew's going to showcase his passion project because this is his passion. The teacher asked them while in lockdown to make a project about any passion that they have. And then he said to me, I want to make my own song because he likes, this is where his passion is.
Mm.
So I said, Mom, because they asked, my teacher asked us to do a project about a passion. I want to write a song. And he didn't know how. And he hasn't done any songs yet.
Yeah.
So, but he said, oh, I need to write. And then can you just tell Tina that I need to write a song? And can we make a Zoom? And I think Tina from One Voice actually guided him and like gave him tips on how to start those kind of things.
It was also a good timing too because she actually before the whole passion, well, like after the teacher explained it to us, once I had my lesson, she told me next concert she's actually gonna showcase everyone's their own custom songs and like their own songs made from them.
Yeah,
I think because of him, he asked Tina, and then Tina has asked everyone in One Voice, "Oh, if you like make a song, make your own song while you're in quarantine or something."
Yeah,
we're in lockdown, so it actually because Matthew started it, like everyone wanted to write songs.
So it just didn't hit two birds in one stone. It hits your passion in singing, your passion in music.
Yeah.
It also hits your project for your school. Now you're showcasing your music to the whole of Australia, I must say.
Yeah. So when after the lockdown they have to go back to school, then he showed what he's done, and then the school actually recorded his song because they were so amazing. Oh, this is better than the one, like, even in high school that they're doing, they started into music. So they've done a recording of him, and I made a little video of him, and I showed it to my boss because I asked for annual leave at that time because he has to go to school and he has to showcase what he's done. So I said, can I have a day off? And then when I came back after that week, after he showed it to the school, I said, this is the video of him singing, and thank you for letting me take my time off.
Yeah.
And then she said to me, oh, this has to go into the hospital. I need to show this to all the bosses, like the NAMs, which is the managers of the hospital. And she showed it into one of the meeting, and that's where it all started. Then they called me that they want to make a music video of his song, and record it in the hospital. That's what happened. And then all this Channel 7, then after that one, they've called us to be interviewed. And actually, his full song was played there in Channel 7. But it was Resmi Hospital that recorded that song. Yeah, the whole song. It was in Resmi.
Who would have thought that a school project will be, can we say it's gone viral with, I can see from the Western Sydney Health, it has more than 6,500 views about from a week ago.
Yeah.
Matthew, how are you feeling like when your mom's boss thought that this song or this video of you must be seen or shown to everyone in the Western Sydney, especially in the Western Sydney Health Department? How did you feel, Matthew?
I felt kind of worried because, like, I'm quite shy and, like, I don't know if this is a good idea, but I agreed to do it anyway, and wow, it did a lot of things. It done so much for me.
Yeah, and I think it's not just about your passion, isn't it? It's also about giving thanks and appreciating what our frontliners are doing at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, I made the song just for them, and so why not make an actual video and do it? Mm. I want it to be fun.
Yeah. So Sheila, were you among the nurses in the video?
Yes, so I was there. They asked for me and my husband to be there.
Yeah.
So it was actually played. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just describe the video for our listeners? I know that the song is playing with some nurses in the video, isn't it? But can you elaborate more on the video?
So the video, actually, part of it, I have all my colleagues there. My husband was quite shy, doesn't want to be in there, but I have to really tell him that he needs to be there. He just doesn't want to be in the camera.
Yeah.
But the last part where there is an interview at sunrise, that's when we both were working, so they have to come. I told one of the media videographers that to come because he's working.
Yeah.
I have to push him. But the music video we've done, it's in my workplace. That's the one in the mask where my colleagues, I work with them.
So it's in Westmead Hospital, isn't it?
That's in Westmead, yeah. Mm. My boss is there.
So Matthew, how important is this song for you now?
Well, it's very important because, like, this is what started my music career, and this is what motivated me during lockdown, and it really makes me smile about what I've achieved and, like, how others are seeing my music and, like, acknowledging how I'm like really just also acknowledging the frontliners.
So have you created any social media now? Or have your mom created one for you?
No, I have to be 13.
Yeah.
I'm actually featured in, like, my mom's videos on Facebook.
Yeah. So for those who want to watch the video, where can they find it, Sheila?
We have also a page. It's called Shy Life. That's where I originally put all his videos about his singing and this new song. He had like 11K views on the other one, but I thought it was just for fun because he loves doing music and singing. So I put it all up there, and I think it was the Western Sydney Local Health District YouTube also has his video and the Facebook page of the Western Sydney Health.
Do you think this page will go on for Matthew now?
Yes, I think I'm going to make a page for him, but at the meantime we just share it because both of us, I was doing it since he started his singing, so I've been putting up some of his music in there.
Yeah. So Matthew, after Superheroes in Disguise, what's next for you?
Actually, after my friends told me that the video was on YouTube, that also encouraged me to write more music. I'm in the progress of music right now, but I'm just trying to find the right, like, rhythm. Then I'm going to actually start my lyrics.
I saw from the video that you played guitar. So aside from singing, you also play instruments?
Yeah, I play guitar and I'm starting to learn piano.
Oh, wow. You're going to be a great musician.
Thank you.
As part of your passion of music and appreciating what our frontliners are doing, What's your message to our nurses, especially to your parents who are both nurses?
Just keep going. You don't give up. You can do it. Even if you're struggling and you don't have any motivation left, just remember to keep going and stay strong.
Yes. And for children like you who are really looking into or thinking of what they can do during this trying times, especially that we're still doing the social distancing, isn't it? How are you as young people be able to help in keeping or preventing the virus?
Maybe if we also listen to the government and their rules and just try stay close in our bubbles with our families and follow our families and like stay clean too, like daily, I think it'll get better because everyone's staying away from each other and like everyone's trying to keep clean in this during this pandemic.
Yes. And lastly, Sheila, I know that this must be a very proud moment for you, isn't it? Showcasing yes. Matthew's passion.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And again, our thanks to you, as both you and your husband are frontliners, especially for your husband who is really in the front line, being in the intensive care. And what's your message for your fellow nurses and fellow frontliners at this time of the pandemic?
I think that now we all know the worst. Like before, we just felt like we're just nurses, just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we thought it's just a job kind of thing. But now actually, there's more that we can do and we've done, and this is a history that all of us are part of. We've helped and we've done so much, and then there's more worth than we thought of from before. We are not just nurses, but we are nurses and we are in the front line and we are superheroes. And then I realized that because of the song that he made, actually. If not for that, I thought we're just having a job kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's usually, especially for, like in the Philippines, oh, what's your work? You're a nurse. Oh, you're the doctor's assistant, isn't it? It's usually like that. Mm. So I think the pandemic has really showcased the great work of all the nurses around the world.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very proud of everyone.
So again, Sheila, what's the Facebook page where our listeners can follow Matthew?
So Matthew's Facebook page is Shy Life, S-H-Y, and Life, L-I-F-E. Thank you very much. Thanks for this. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Sheila and Matthew Dino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.